بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم الحمد لله my respected ulama ikram elders and brothers first and foremost we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has granted us the tawfiq to pray our fajr salah together with jamaat it comes in the hadith to the nearest effect that the person who prays his isha salah together with jamaat He gets the reward as if he's made the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala half the night. Furthermore, if the person comes and prays his fajr salat together with jamaat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records as if he made the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala half the night. So isha and fajr salat together, they make someone's ibadat as in someone making ibadat the whole night. Let us be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah granted us a tawfiq to come for the night of fikr. We've been here from Asr till now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us istiqamat on this amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on iman. May Allah take us with iman. And may Allah resurrect us with perfect iman. My respected elders and brothers, my success, your success, and the success of the entire mankind, Allah has kept in deen. And what is deen? Deen is to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, practically shown by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This deen will help us in this life, at the time of death, in the qabr, and on the day of qiyamah. Inshallah, through the mercy of Allah, Allah will enter us into Jannah. But for this deen to come in our lives, an effort is required. And that effort is the effort of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah loves his deen, and more than deen, Allah loves the effort of deen. Fortunate is that person that Allah has accepted to do the effort of deen. Our sitting here is for a great purpose. And that when this gathering ends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deputes an angel who makes an announcement that stand up in such a condition that your sins are forgiven. Not only the sins are forgiven, but Allah has turned the sins into good deeds. So we need to ask again and again from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us in such gatherings. I respected to them, brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Khaliq. Our creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything besides Allah is creation. Creation cannot harm. Creation cannot benefit. Creation can do nothing except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in the total control of one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created our bodies in such a way that today with our wrong yakin, when we wake up in the morning, we set our alarms. So oftentimes, we think that my alarm is waking me up. But if we have to think to ourselves, when that alarm is taken to the mortuary, the body, that dead body has got the limbs in its place, the ears are in its place, eyes are in its place, every limb of the body is there. The alarm will ring, but that body won't wake up. Just to show us that waking up is also a tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many times people have slept and they've not woken up. So we should be grateful Allah has given us this tawfiq to wake up and to come and make the worry and concern of his deen. My respected brothers and brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent at such a time when there was total darkness. What kind of darkness was there? That darkness that no ruler wanted to rule over the people. They would make tawaf round the house of Allah naked. There were 360 idols. And at such a time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to guide mankind. He was sent as rahmatul lil alamin. He came as a rahmah. At such a time, he gave so much dawah that he broke the idols from the heart. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that on the body, there is a piece of flesh. If this piece of flesh is correct, then every limb of the body, every amal that will come from the body will also be correct. And that is the heart, the heart, the heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam worked on the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to bring the total conviction in La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That La ilaha illallah, to negate everything, nothing is doing, illallah, Allah alone is doing. My strength cannot do. My intelligence cannot do. Life and death in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sickness and health in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. is that honor and disgrace in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single thing they do is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. 9 to 13 years this da'wat was given so that it penetrates through the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. He did not break the idols, but he broke the idols from the heart. And the Qibla of the heart of Sahaba was directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After so much da'wat was given. And that is why we see that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala followed Rasulullah sallam to the minutest details. And they had so much love for Rasulullah sallam. There is 100% only in that Mubarak way of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning to the nearest effect that if you love me, O Rasulullah sallam, tell them, if you love me, then follow me. Should follow who? Rasulullah sallam. I will love them. Not only will I love them, but I will forgive them of their sins. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in Muhammadur Rasulullah. The forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love and rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only in that Mubarak way of life. And we see how much love the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Umar radiallahu anhu comes to a group of Sahaba, they are discussing who's greater between Abu Bakr or Umar. Umar overhears this conversation and he tells them that just one night of Abu Bakr is better than Umar and the entire family of Umar. And what is that night? It is said it is a night when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrat with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That when they were walking, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would walk in front and sometimes he would walk at the back. Sometimes he would walk on the side and then on the other side. On all sides he was moving. This surprised Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much. Oh Abu Bakr, why is it that I see you moving from all directions? That I perceive that if I'm in front, the enemy might come behind. And if I'm on the side, he might come on the other side. But when they reach the cave, they're both tired. Abu Bakr decides that let me go in the cave first. When he goes in the cave first, he ensures that the safety of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. When he goes in the cave, he tears his garment and he finds there are some holes in there. He plugs the holes so that the safety of he protects the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Prophet gets in, he was too tired. He gets to sleep on the laps of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu realizes that there was one hole which was not plugged with anything. So he decides to put his foot there. When Abu Bakr put his foot, something bit him. It was a snake. It bit him twice. He didn't move. It bit him the third time. Now the pain of that bite, Abu Bakr's tears started to roll out of his eyes. They rolled to Rasulullah Sallam's face. Rasulullah Sallam woke up. What is it, Abu Bakr? Abu Bakr says, I think I've been bitten by a snake. Asked him, why didn't you wake me up? I said, I did not want to wake up the Nabi of Allah. So much love. Even after undergoing so much pain, he's bitten by the snake, but the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the heart of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And that is why in the galaxy of Sahaba, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu shall be the first to enter Jannah after the Anbiya alayhi salam. So much love that once Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is seated, Jibreel comes. When Jibreel comes, he's questioning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why do I see Abu Bakr wearing sacks? And he's got buttons of thorns. He says, don't you know that Abu Bakr sacrificed everything in the path of Allah? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, ask him, is he happy in that condition? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveys the message to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that Allah is asking, that are you happy in this condition? He says, how can I not be happy with my Allah? How can I not be happy with my Allah? Then Jibreel tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that convey to him that Allah sends his salam. My respected brothers and brothers, this was the love that Abu Bakr had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the love that Abu Bakr had for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he sacrificed everything. When he was questioned regarding the sacrifice, what have you left behind? He said, I've left Allah and his Rasul. So much effort was made that this love, muhabba, was created, and the worry and concern was created for what? For the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How total deen can spread. And because of this, amal was taking place. Such amals which tend the hearts of the people. What kind of amals? the four great amahs of Hidayat were taking place, that the whole of Medina was stained. We hear the four great amahs, Dawat ilallah, Ta'lim and Ta'lum, Zikr ibadat, and Khidmat. When these amahs were taking place, the mahol was created. It was such an environment that there was 100% muswali. Even a munafiq would not leave salat with jamaat. A sick person would be carried to the masjid by the help of two people. Such an environment was created. And we see in that environment that one woman immigrates from Makkah to Medina. When she migrates to Makkah to Medina, her son passes away. When the son passes away, everything is ready now. Janazah is about to be prayed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam requests, has the mother been informed? He said, no, the mother has not been informed. It's only right that the mother should be informed. The message goes to the mother. The mother comes along. She sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is there. Umar radiallahu anhu is there. Look at what this woman does. In the sight of Rasulullah, she does not request Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make dua for her. Directly she prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and makes dua. And in that dua, there is one worry. In her dua, there is one worry, one concern. That she's come from Makkah to Medina, what will the people think when she goes back? What kind of dawah is she going to give to the people? She had the concern of her people. So she makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the nearest effect, that, oh Allah, I immigrated from Makkah to Medina. I embraced the true religion. Now when I return to my people, what dawah am I going to give to them? That I sacrificed my son after embracing the new religion? Oh Allah, bring back my son. He said she barely finished her dua and her son came back to life. This was a direct connection which the environment was such that even a newly embraced Muslim was able to draw directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was because of the amals of dawah that were taking place that each and every person had that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the same effort. We're very fortunate to be in this ummah. And we've been given the greatest effort of the century. And that was, we see that from our elders also, who carried out this effort with sincerity. When they followed the usul, it changed the whole world. It changed the lives of the people. We hear of Amiruddin, Rahmatullah Alayhi. He made so much effort in America that he goes making mulaqat. They decide to make mulaqat of some people who are in a pub. And when they go to that pub, they are giving dawah to the brother. So whilst they are giving dawah to the brother, there is a lady in the bar who is dancing half naked in that particular bar. But she overhears the dawah. And that woman, after overhearing, the jamaat gave dawah, they left. After so many, that woman brought iman. And after so many years, she was on a conveyance. On that particular conveyance, it so happened that she was in parda. It so happened that a part of her body got exposed. And when that part of the body got exposed, because she had contacts with those people, you know, when they had visited the people in the pub. So she contacted them to ask that, I want to find out, whilst getting on the conveyance, part of my body got exposed. Will Allah throw that part in Jahannam for being exposed? Now we look at the transformation. Someone who did not mind to dance half naked, after bringing a man, she's now worried about a part that has just been exposed accidentally. Why? Because of the power of iman. When iman got into the heart of the people, they were worried about akhirat. And this is the same effort which you've been given, my respected brothers. Going out in the path of Allah to make that worry and concern of how my iman can be safeguarded, how the iman of my family can be safeguarded, and how entire mankind can be saved from the fire of Jahannam and be entered into Jannah. This is a very worry and concern we're here for. We are making this worry and concern to protect this iman. If we look at the lives of Sahaba, or the temperament of this ummah, three people were involved in the effort. It is said it is a father, son, and mother. Three groups of people. Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was the father, the mother, and the son. And deen spread. Likewise, in this ummah, where the deen was represented, the first to embrace Islam, from the ladies, it was Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, representing the women. And from the men, it was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha. From the boys, it was Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha. So all three groups, the elders are telling us that all three groups have to be part of the effort so that the effort can go forward. And we see that if the worry and concern, even from last night's tashkil, we could hear that the ladies also have to take part, masturat has to take part. Because the first madrasa of a child is the lap of the mother. And the children also have to take part, and that is why we see that the worry and concern is made for students. How the students can attend the students' jor, so that students can participate in the amad. And also the men have to give time. So many takazas have been put across us. How we can fulfill the 110 jamaats to go out in the path of Allah. And how Pedro jamaats can walk across. When the jamaats will be walking across, then the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads around. But respected elders, the rahmat indeed spreads around. Just recently, we were in Ashrafia Kanka and we were working in Ahmadiyya. It so happened that after finishing our mall, we were walking backwards. And you know, there were two young kids. When they saw the jamaat moving, instead of getting, they were so happy. They started waving at the jamaat. So it just came to mind that these are so innocent. What have they seen in the jamaat? This is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That wherever jamaat, rahmat spreads. That these children did not fear that this is a group of people walking across, but they got attached, they got attracted. When jamaats will move around, Allah's rahmat descends. And that is why as many jamaats have to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it Pedro jamaats have to walk across, so many takazas have been put across. And it was good to notice that there was one tashkil, and one group gave intention that place was never existent. No one thought that would there would be activity in the masjid, but they would make a mall under a tree. And today what has happened? A masajid has come up. A masajid has come up, and now they are presenting one jamaat. Now how many areas are in need of such? Only if jamaats can go out in the path, with one worry, one concern, how hidayat can spread. With that worry, we see that so many jamaats that move around, the hidayat spreads. My respected elders and brothers, our jamaat, Zambia jamaat, has come to South Africa. I believe, I don't know if there's been any jamaat that has come from the local brothers in South Africa, Deban, a full jamaat of local brothers. But this jamaat is through those people that walk in the path of Allah. So many jamaats from South Africa come to Zambia. They cry in the night. We don't know whose tears Allah accepted. This jamaat has come to the locality. Those jamaats that move, we become so despondent that we make the effort but we don't see the results. This is a sign. The jamaat comes from Zambia. For many years no jamaats have come. When we go out, we remember Maulana was giving us muzakara, that in this effort it's about trying and crying. We try and we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't know whose tears. If we look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved the fikr of the ant. What was special about that ant? The ant made fikr for other ants. Oh my fellow ants, Sulaiman alayhi salam is coming with his army. He's going to trample on us. Let us rush to our house. Because of that worry and concern of the ant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the story in the Quran. For anyone to read, till Qiyamah will read the story of the ant. What was special? It was the worry and concern of that ant. Now, Ashraful Makhlukat, the best of creation, has been given this responsibility, my respected elders and brothers. Such a great responsibility that we've been selected, handpicked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions to the Near Israel, you're the best of nations that have been selected for the guidance of mankind. You enjoin good and you forbid evil. This is our responsibility. This is the zemedari that has been placed upon us. And that is why we hear the elders again and telling us that we have to make this the maqsad of our life. The purpose of our life is to do the effort of deen. This is what we've been sent for. For all those years that we've not doing this effort in the manner that we were supposed to do it, we have to make tawbah istighfar. Telling us we have to make tawbah istighfar and renew our intentions. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can utilize us for his deen till we pass on. We see this group which is here. We also heard about Haji by Padi. Rahmatullah alayhi. May Allah fill his qabr with noor. That tashkil, when the first jamaat was made, he cried so much that the whole night he was crying. And that, it's like, you know, when they were explaining to us that, like, on that particular night, the Hidayat of South Africa was written on that night. What crying for the Ummah? Who is there who is going to cry for the Ummah? We once heard when Maulana Zubair Sab passed away, rahmatullah alayhi, we were told that somebody who used to cry for the Ummah has passed on. The person who used to cry for the Ummah, who is going to cry for the Ummah? This is the responsibility. The cry will only come when we give qurban in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to present ourselves. We present ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us forward. Hope everyone is ready for this, inshallah. Yeah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to make amal. Yeah. Who's ready, inshallah, for 4 months, inshallah? Allah accept. For 4 months, inshallah.